All right. Maybe not so bad on that one from Stick Shime. I'll give you that. That's not a bad song.
I love Renegade.
Maybe I'll remove them from the list. I'll just leave Rush and Yes there, and also Kraftwerk. We are going to, well, first I'm going to talk to Pat from Franklin, and then we're going to get the Hill Notes. Hey, Pat, what's up?
Hey, guys. Don't listen to him about your ratings. They're going to keep skyrocketing. It was a funny joke, guys. It just was. All right, back to the over-under on this quarterback here with a 19.5. Josh Allen had 20. He had better weapons than this team. This team has no offensive line. I think it's a sucker's bet. I think if you think it's easy money, Wiggy, Vegas is going to clean up. They're going to clean up. No way.
He had 15. He had 15 last year with worse talent.
And 13 games.
And 13 games, and probably a worse offensive line. So he's got four more.
There's a reason why they put it at 19.5, bud. They're begging you to bet the over.
So he's got four more games to get, what would I, 15? So he's got four more games to get 5 touchdowns.
I mean, I think Diggs
plays 4 games, who else is he throwing the ball to, guys?
The same receivers they had last year, maybe a little better, and they have a coordinator. Last year they had Scott Van Pelt's nephew. Like, the coaching's better. The line can't be worse. And I believe Drake May should be better, noticeably better in year two, as most quarterbacks are.
And you know who's going to have a bunch of we'll have a couple more touchdowns is the third leg. Especially when you get the third leg down in the red zone.
Sir, the package.
Yeah. Yes.
The package.
You're going to be able to take advantage of the mismatch that he's able to create.
You bring the package in on 4th and inches? Look out.
Yeah.
He has a tremendous package.
I mean, him out of the backfield against linebackers. I mean, Josh McDaniels loves that. Look at, like, guys that Josh McDaniels had in the past that he could utilize that with. James White, Deion Lewis, Rex Burkhead, Danny Woodhead, like all those guys that fit that, and he's better skill-wise than all of those guys.
He's got like this unbelievable package.
So, you know, Kevin Falk, you'll be able to utilize what he can do, and I think he'll be good.
Post right now on X, spoke to Travion, can confirm below the knees. Can confirm. So, interesting.
Wow.
All right. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
I got this visual of Greg lugging milk crates of LPs on a two-wheeler to Shime's wedding venue. I can confirm, Greg, you're old.
Okay.
One time, and I think I was DJing, there used to be this thing which was called Springfest in Stowe.
Oh.
Okay.
And it was a big town-wide event. I don't think they have those anymore, you know, pandemic. Mm-hmm.
What time of year was that?
It was in May.
Oh.
And they asked me to DJ it because I literally had just started the career. I was on, like, weekend overnights at AAF.
Mm-hmm.
Brought all my records.
Right.
Left a crate of my records in the vehicle.
Mm.
Uh-oh.
It's never good.
Melted. All my records. Melted and destroyed.
Yeah, it's not good. Okay.
What a rookie move.
I know. Complete rookie DJ move.
Did you cry?
No, I was not a big crier.
Oh, okay. That would set me off. No. Now, when you were DJing, like, what was your go-to song to get people on the dance floor? Like, was there one that you knew hit every time?
The Macarena.
Early on?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, probably Build Me Up Buttercup was
back up the people on the dance floor.
The Foundations. Yeah, yo, that gets
this
the
is why you're not DJing at my wedding.
Yep. Extra Buttercup.
Casey and the Sunshine Band, give it up. Na 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 na.
Next, baby, you're gonna say Len Steal My Sunshine?
No. This is before that even came out.
It's a little mixture there. You see how he jumped from years?
Right. Yeah.
Casey and the Sunshine Band. It's like 70s. Yep. Build Me Up Buttercup. What's that, like the 50s?
No, that's probably like the 60s.
Okay.
Is that one? And then you got all the sing-alongs. I mean, we've gone over all of those.
Yeah.
Country roads.
I just always wonder if you're a DJ, and I'm sure the worst feeling is you looking out at the dance floor in front of you and nobody is there. Everybody's sitting down and they have no interest.
It's your job to get them get them moving.
Yeah.
And the worst thing is if you got them dancing and then you make the switch, segue into something, and everybody leaves the dance floor, that is like a disaster.
Courtney,
Why do you think CCR never had a number one hit in America? I personally believe the CCRs never had a number one hit in America or the Iraq or such as.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and
okay.
My yeah. favorite is See? The Mario Lopez. Thank you.
yeah. Can someone please confirm that Curtis actually had a positive, encouraging lead today? What the? Really? Can someone please check on him? Something wrong here.
Yeah.
Well, seems but like I a don't... negative voice note there.
Like, how are you looking at training camp?
Mm-hmm.
And determining it's a catastrophe or whatever the dramatic word you're using is, like,
yeah,
you're after clicks,
yeah. Right.
Like, stop it.
Well, that's why I wish training camp would be live streamed, so like, you know, you could watch it, because all right, did he get beaten one on ones? But then he was able to make up for it in 11 on 11. Was it a move the ball period? Was it a blitz period? Like, there's so many things that you have to put into context.
You should go down after the show.
No, because it's a long drive and trip. But there's, and so the,
people like, and I get it, like, people want to compare Mike Vrabel to Gerard Mayo. And so I've heard people suggest that he's running soft practices the same way Gerard Mayo is, and nobody's criticizing
what,
him.
What does that mean, soft practices?
They're talking about walkthroughs. So.
Well, that's what the NFL is nowadays. You can only have X amount of practices and pads, and so you have to fit these practices in, how many times you can go live. That's why I said, listen, I'll never knock anybody for not playing the game and giving their perspective. But when you have all these people that have never played at that level before, they all see the game differently. And as somebody who's just listening, I'm confused. So what did you see, Adam Jones, that Tommy Curran didn't see? And explain to me what period, where it was, what happened.
Yeah.
And I would also just say that a lot of the people I've heard are complaining about how last year's camp was more physical. But what they don't mention is that they literally ripped everything Mayo did, rightfully so. So maybe if it's different, that's the point.
Yeah. Well, they meant physical just between Matthew Judon and Gerard Mayo. That's what they meant by physical.
I got a douche ruling for you. It's called Nantucket because it's douche rules out there. I remember driving around in a Jeep with no license plate on it, beer between my legs, driving on the beaches, having bonfires wherever we want, parking wherever we want, no one cared. Now it's, hey, let's go get a $25 cup of coffee, make a video of me drinking it in my cute outfit, put it on Instagram. There's some riveting stuff. You ought to do a study, how to ruin a beautiful place. Just add douches, cell phones, and American Express. Yeehaw.
Is that true?
The guy has a real issue, obviously, with Nantucket. Yeah,
did it used to be like that?
Well, yeah, it was like that.
Like
yeah.
an island.
And then you get, but no, then you guys, what they call it, gentrified it or something?
I think it's always been. It was.
Like turned it into.
I mean, same with the Vineyard. It was for a while. It wasn't. There weren't a bunch of people there who were hedge fund people or whatever. But I mean, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Back when Fred Rogers lived out there. Mr. Rogers.
Turned it into.
You have no idea who he is.
I know Mr. Rogers.
Oh, you know Mr.
Yeah.
Rogers?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in the neighborhood. Yep. Yeah, he was in a nice neighborhood.
Now it's coffee shops and RCI bowls. I mean, because I've never been in Nantucket.
I know, you
did
gotta
it used
go.
To be like that? Like,
we're going to have to go.
You'll
next year, we'll do a roadshow.
Like, yes. Bears,
you wanna
driving
do,
on
you
the
wanna
Jeep?
Do a, you want to do a well, Nantucket roadshow yes. next year?
Why don't we call Greg's Bluff? You have to go. You're going to be there with a house. Greg, why don't you and Talina go next week?
Oh.
Go yes. for a night.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be on another island.
Yeah. Where are you going?
We're going to the MV.
Oh, you are? You're going to the Vineyard?
Yeah, Greek Week.
Oh, excellent.
Staying at Ernie's?
You better not have to cook dinner again.
We are staying someplace nice.
Oh,
I don't want to give
Leon's.
divulge that type of information.
Yeah.
And I just say thank you to the person who provided that.
America's guesting it, are you?
Huh? Yeah.
You know, it's not bad.
I told you I had never been to Martha's Vineyard till last year, and I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. Yeah.
Have a dirty banana for me.
Yeah.
This is really cool. I will have one of those dirty.
They're
like the dirty bananas.
They're so good.
See, they are good.
They are pretty good.
But no, I'd never been.
What's that place called? Martha's?
Martha's?
It might be Martha's. Right on the water there?
Yeah, the one on the water where the docks are. Yeah.
I've never been to Nantucket. And so
Would you consider Martha's Vineyard to be on the water?
Yes, that is definitely on the water. Okay. Unlike Beverly.
Okay, I just wanted to know.
The level of hypocrisy when Greg says Adam Jones can't pronounce the word sherbert, when there actually is no such word as sherbert in the English language, Greg. It's sherbet. Sherbet. Not sherbert. There is no such thing as sherbert. Leave Adam Jones alone.
It's not like Wayne Krebet. Oh. It's sherbert.
It's sherbert.
Sherbert. That's how everybody says it.
Yeah. Sherbert. Also, it's called Nancy's.
Nancy's. Yeah, Nancy's. Yeah, I mean, Jones had to be corrected by Griff yesterday on the show.
What was he calling it? Sherbet?
He couldn't say it.
No.
He says sherbet.
Sherbet is what he was saying, which is not what it is.
Greg, did I hear you right? Was your lead this morning asking if we think another Boston sports athlete is going to be as good as Tom Brady? If you don't have a lead, you could just say you don't have one. But even Jackson gives more of an effort than that.
Nope. That wasn't the full portion of my lead. My lead was, will there ever be anybody who achieves, and people were all over me on that lead this morning, and I object. Like, will there be, when it came to somebody who owned this city,
right?
Fame-wise, popularity-wise,
right?
Do we think there is somebody here who will eventually reach that status?
No.
Never.
No.
Never.
Saying. Not even close. Not classless.
It was classless.
Not to Brady's status. I mean, six championships. Unless we have the next greatest player to ever play whatever sport that is.
And the closest that we got to somebody, the likability was David Ortiz.
Yeah, well,
Ortiz had that same likability. Right.
And he's still a far ways behind Brady.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. Well, I apologize. Apparently that was egregious.
What could be more egregious? What could be more misleading?
I think there's been some falling out between the legal team.
Mm.
Are you getting a vibe of that?
Well, didn't he say yesterday that the whole team is going to be back together for it?
That Eliza was coming.
Yeah, but
back, but
in my mind, listen, I don't know.
They don't do things together at all,
right?
Like interview wise, podcast wise.
You're talking about Karen Reed's team,
yeah, like Yannetti,
Bob Alessi and Eddie. Like none of those people. It's weird.
But isn't it probably because it's like
the Pisons are together,
a bunch of different law firms, and they have to try to figure out like
but post trial, and verdict, they didn't all do things together. I just think it's kind of interesting.
Okay.
I can confirm in your 20s and 30s that you should never trust a big butt and a smile. But then when you turn 40, it turns into never trust a fart.
I mean, Michael Bivens told us that.
He did. Yes,
Bell Biv DeVoe.
Did I miss something? Or was Santo one of the best players playing at Ohio State?
Good point.
See?
Good point.
What a turnaround.
Good morning. What'd it do? Yo, the Patriots are going to be fine, guys. Chill out, dude. Wait till the first real game so you can see what happens. Everyone relax. Anyway, cue the duck boats. The Sox are going to the World Series. Let's effing go. Yeah!
What? I mean,
was that Bradford's recorder?
Yes.
But you roll through, if you can roll through August.
Right.
You're there.
And September.
Yeah.
With that. But if you
but August has been their Achilles heel.
Well, September hasn't been great either. I remember I gave you those numbers. But if they're able to put up the type of pitching that they're doing now, and I'm talking from the big three, and
Giolito,
I call Bayo,
Bayou.
Yes, the Bayou and Crochet. If they're there's some good old Creole names right there. Crochet, Bayou, and Giolito. If you're able to get those three to be able to pitch it the way they're pitching,
amen, brother.
This team has a legit chance of winning a World Series.
Right.
Because that's what and Curtis will tell you, he's the baseball guy. Postseason baseball, the Red Sox were able to win World Series because, you know, a large part because of their pitching.
Yep.
Was the lady with the bat in her mouth on a recent date with Previon Henderson?
Guy's gonna have to eventually. He's gonna have to confirm or deny.
Oh.
I mean, if it keeps building the way it's building,
you know that
sounds like a job Ben Volen should ask.
No. There is.
That'll
I bet
get
he
clicks.
Loves the name the package.
That would get clicks.
It's one of the beat writers down there that they go in there
don't say what.
No, it's one of the beat writers.
Yeah, just use another.
It's one of the local reporters.
Typing on your phone or tweeting, I don't know, but I spent 5 minutes answering that question.
That go into the locker room when the guys come off the field and actually, you know, we used to call it back in the day.
Hand confirm.
Yeah. Sneaking a peek.
Right. Travion, this is the biggest question as we enter camp.
Tommy Curran, I can't confirm. So.
Maybe Vrabel.
You get one of the people.
He's like, well, we got rid of the bicycles, but there's a pogo stick around here.
Oh, God.
That'll do it today, Greg.
Oh, is that it?
That's it.
All right.
End on a bang.
Forget about Tush Push. Just put Travion in the game.
Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.